There are more elements involved for that event of meeting oneself to occur, to be possible, but I will address them first. Approaching that matter from a different angle. There is a magic in spiritual awakening. And the thing is, it's not all in our hands. Jai Krishnamurti was promoting that idea that just by using the power of our awareness, deeper spiritual contemplation everyone has the power to realize themselves. But things are not as simple. You need help. Everybody does. Those souls that have awakened, I'm now using the term awakening in a generic sense, awakened spontaneously, they were usually ancient souls. They already brought that knowledge of self. The moment they were born on this planet, but this is not in contradiction to the fact that we can do so much, and it is our responsibility to prepare the ground for that magic of awakening to be possible. One of the term that I've been using for a long time, but I have been reinterpreting it, many times, is it's called crossing personality threshold. You can imagine that threshold as a demarcation line separating the kind of existence confined to that plane of forgetfulness from the other side, the plane of remembrance, the plane of our true self. Either you live on this side or on the other side. As I said before the weekend, divide people into those who are awake and those who are asleep. Of course, one can be more awakened or less awakened, but that is another matter. So in a similar way, we can divide people into those who are living on that outer side of the personality threshold, and those who crossed over personality threshold into the inner. And it's crossing, the concept of crossing personality threshold is not about renouncing personality, as you very well know. It's about why your existence, the weight of your existence, it is the relocation of the weight of your existence. From personality to yourself. What is that personality anyway? Personality is, as I have recently pointed out, is the activity of the external person based on his identification with our psychological dimension, thoughts, emotions, the constant mental processing of information that relates to our so-called human existence, to our continuous interaction with the world and other people. So this is the reality in which people live, in that constant processing of their psychological existence. And that actually is one of the main reasons why people cannot awaken, or some of the students as I observed many years teaching, they cannot make spiritual progress. Too stuck in that personality, too identified with that personality. And not only it is a distraction in itself, but it prevents something very important, which is internalization of self. You need to turn back onto yourself. Turning back from the world of shadows that you think is reality. It is a metaphor that plateau, used people living in the cave, facing the wall of the cave, thinking that all the shadows that appear on the wall, on this wall, represent reality. Instead of turning back, so they can see the real world. So in a similar way here, we have to turn back. Internalization is the prerequisite for the beginning spiritual evolution. And how does it happen? How do we cross this personality threshold? It all starts with the evolution of the external person, or the human person, as we call it, call him now. That evolution begins with evolution of intelligence. Evolution of his overall sensitivity. And somehow, at some point, that awakening of the spiritual longing actually happens too in the external person. He has to be himself first internalized. He has to somehow get in touch with himself, with his innate sense of me. And it is not the same as being introverted, as some people are, because being the tendency to be introverted sometimes just represent our sense of isolation from the world, or fear of connecting. It's a defensive strategy that some people use. Being internalized is different. Is a turning back. It starts from the external person, turning back, in this case, to himself. But the problem is that he alone cannot cross personality threshold. Why? Because he is too close to personality. More things are required. A deep internalization is required, which activates the internal person and the innermost person. At this point, it does not necessarily mean that the internal person is awakened or conscious of himself. He is being activated. But that is enough. Because by him being activated, and by his extension, which is the innermost person being activated. The innermost person is that represents that inner eye of the person looking back towards something that is still unknown, but he's sort of a senses that something in that space is awaiting. So at this point, I would say that internalization of the external person, activating the internal person and the innermost person, is like the first or the foundation of crossing personality threshold. It is still not fully crossed because that the position of the person is not stable enough. We need to cross personality threshold. We need to be rooted well in pure consciousness. But before that can happen, a miracle has to happen. And what is this miracle? It is the entry into our existence of the internal knower, which is the internal center of intelligence, individualized aspect of the universal intelligence that carries the knowledge of self. The internal knower is not thinking, so it is a bit confusing when we call him center of intelligence. But it is not confusing if you have a deeper understanding Well, basically, when you begin to understand that intelligence is something deeper than thinking, that thinking is just one aspect of intelligence. The deepest aspect of intelligence is the knowledge of self. Knowledge of pure subjectivity. Is the entry of the internal knower into our existence just something random, a matter of luck? No, it is not. it can be initiated through a teacher. But it still has to enter from the beyond. But it enters as a, because it is being called. Because we are ready. Because the person has been internalized. Because he got in touch with his spiritual longing. And something has awakened in his spiritual intelligence. Because spiritual longing is linked to spiritual intelligence. Some kind of imagination is required for the person, even prior to his actual awakening, or awakening of anything, to sense self. To begin. Remembering the role of the internal knower is to bring the knowledge of self into our existence, and also to serve as a bridge, both energetically and existentially, between the person and, well, universal consciousness. The internal knower also has eye that can look back. We call it internal attention. But unlike innermost attention of the innermost person, he is closer to the universal consciousness. His internal attention almost can touch the portal to the universal I am. Almost. But then another miracle is required. Which is the activating the perhaps most subtle dimension of consciousness, which is pure attention. And pure attention alone can touch the portal to the universal I am. And at that point of contact with that portal, awaken our deeper subjectivity of pure me, of consciousness. So it is all somehow orchestrated, working in unison. You might not notice it, you just feel pure consciousness and that's it. But for that to be possible, so many things have to come into place. So evolution of the person, internalization of the external person, activating the internal person and the innermost person, entry of the internal knower into our existence, him serving as a bridge between person and pure consciousness, universal consciousness. The activation of pure attention, An interesting question regarding the internal knower is, why does he need internal attention if internal attention is actually quite limited and eventually it has to be renounced so that pure attention can do its job? Internal attention is basically intermediary attention. It's like part of the development in consciousness. And it's also like some kind of a bridge between the intention of the person to feel, for instance, pure consciousness and the arising of pure attention. So to understand a seeker, his capacity for progress or his difficulties on the path, we need to have this whole picture and to see what is perhaps out of place. Which components in the in consciousness or in the person has not been developed enough. And if indeed the person has a capacity to cross personality threshold. Because remember, it's not just a crossing personality threshold, it's not just a matter of technicality. It is a complete transformation or reformation of our sense of value, what really matters. Those who are stuck in personality as their primary place in which they exist, they have just wrong values. The values are all confused. They look at the world of shadows, thinking this is reality. Instead of turning back. It's not just that they cannot turn back, they don't want to turn back because they are addicted to that excessive identification with personality. Self, it means nothing to me. Me, I am nothing. I am just the experiencer of all these great things that are happening, or bad things in my life. Without these things, without that personality, I'm just nothing. I am worthless. There's no love for me. There's no love for self. There's no love for that light within us that is waiting to be lit. That's the problem. You cannot convince anyone to pursue spiritual path. Unless they are ready to die for it. Unless they truly, in the depth of their soul, which they don't yet have. They begin to feel how miserable is existence in the dimension of forgetfulness. the fact is that only those who experience this deep pain of living in this darkness, in this reality, without soul, without self, only those who went through this deep pain, they have the chance to enter the path to light, assuming they don't get stuck in their suffering, because unfortunately that is often the case. People just suffer. It's not enough that you suffer, that you recognize the emptiness of this reality. You need to have intelligence. You need to have spiritual longing. You need to have faith that arriving at the ultimate well-being is your destiny. And this is the very reason for your existence.